You can't claim much credit for this one.
Oh,
he has a kosher and tofer, and mati rather, he has from mem dalet to kuf yutes. That's 75 pages, right?
Nice.
75 pages, I just put this on this. So he says, Yovar, with Yehuda. Mamash, but if he prints it, Mamash prints Yovar. Oh, but the Rambam does not equate the two Rabbanans. Only one Rabbanan is mutter for mitzvah, the other one. Says it prepared.
The Frankel has a long list of people who say that there's no difference between the two.
Yeah, I know. But who does he have? Anyone that sounds like you?
He has the Prima Gadim there. The Prima Gadim has like
no. That's the technical reasons. It's the only one that sounds like you ever is the Torah Samalachas that I found. And I make it with others. We have a great deal of bechamah to the Torah Samalachas, and he answers to the Kashi Avnei Nezer. I made this Kashi. Since when the Matan Shulis the Rabbanan? It says in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, you have the shofar. The shofar is on a tree. You can't climb the tree, you get the shofar. It's a deraisa. Too bad. So why are some of them welcome mitzvah? It's suddenly matter to undo a kesher. He's like this. The lamdas, he says, is if it's a kesher, how should we say it? It's a kesher shel kayama. That's a real kesher. Kesher is a real kesher. A real kasher, no head tam for a real kasher, forget it. It's potter, some kind of local ptur that's not shaluma. The kasher, she'ena shakayama, as I got to look at the brisk lashanah today, I'll be on page, samach beis, kasher kayama be'ikir amaloch. Okay, fine. Kasher uman, that didn't study with tzura samaloch. The Rambam is matter kasher of the mitzvah, dafka kasher she'ena shel kayama. Aitz the ma'is uma, the kasher shel kayama. In the ma'is uma is also against the Aruch HaNeir and against all the 50 people that he found in the maftech of the Rambam who matter both. Because she'ena shel kayama, why chaser be'ikar malacha? It's not really a chibur. Kasher shel kayama, even though it's not an uma, ikar malacha nases. Shenasa chibur shel kayama. Answer the Avnei's kasha. Avnei's the kasha kufpei base and cotton base. Why is it? But matter this one, not matter any other shus. No. Enish shel kayama chaser be etzem kachas now. Chefter shel amalacha. Gotta love the briskly. Then a chefter. Yeah, not a chibur. Not just a chesaron of the lachlachs lachshavus. That's what's more common than other shusim. There's some levels, machshavas, etc., etc. That's what he says. Page Samach Dalit, bottom of the first column, Mamash Muhammad, to what you said yesterday, Father of the Prince. So, leave later on Sunday, I'll pay more Torah from the Torah of Malachas. I just wanted to show you this first things first. Good. So today, we're going to spend our time with the Sefer Orchot Shabbos. And look, I'm going to try to go in order of what he has. He has a lot to tell us to save a beautiful Sefer. We'll try to go a little bit in order, and we'll try to get to the ties as soon as possible. Okay, let's go. How does this work?
Page numbers
are here?
I can't see, so the numbers are over here, yeah.
Okay, start over here. Oh, here we go. Okay. Look at this, Shiloh. A serious question. Halacha lemaisa. Isha lo diksha bit pachat rosh, a tichel. The kesher got the kesher. A kerchief. That's a woman. That's how they do it. They take a put it on their head. Two knots in the back. Can't do it. Why? Because we saw there are more. Task tada gedolei oro lahatim azeh. Now, who the gedolei oro? Who asks it? Kitz shulchan aruch, kapachayim, hagrashas. That's what Shlomo Zalman, according to Shmir Shabbos, says it's mutter. Ain the kesher shiragilim lahat kohetim klal. Kumash mitzina v'shalosah shul to givorim v'kesher amitz ken shemade v'shem agrishol yashiv. Let's also include shari tshuva aleph in the Birkei Yosef. Take a look and see what it says over there. Hope we never saw this. I'm not sure they even put on the Ma'amal Kamas, I don't remember anymore. Shai Tshuvan, the very first Shai Tshuvan, Shin Yud Zayin. What does he say? Shai Tshuvan is printed in every Mishnah Berurah. Shai Tshuvan is a legal of Mishnah. They have the Bar Hatim, Shai Tshuvan, and then they have the Mishnah Berurah. The very first one. The Rambam says, Yesh Tizor, Kozot Berkei Yosef, Kugli Lo Seinu, in our places, Pasha the Minig, Likshar, Shnek Sharm, Bechad of Gerosso, Asha the Mosta, on your entire belt, with Tuk Sharm. Sheino Shal Kayama, who shall head you? For less the Chosh, the Miyuta, the Miyuta, the Betila, and the Miyutayu, the Machmir, the Botla, the Miyut. People are not wrong, isn't that we don't follow this Chumrah, especially, he also never followed the Chumrah. I'm sure the Chumrah is not a big Chumrah. Why should we have a Keshah Umar? But here, it's loose. I thought the Chazanish said the Chumrah B'Yavah, fine.
Inherently it's loose? Like when they tie this, or just they have to do it in this way now?
Well, the normal way to do it is it shouldn't be too tight, because you want to take it out. Now, it's interesting, it's fascinating, Rabbi Osai, with the Poskim who say that it's usher. It can't be. The Chazanish says it can't be. Why can't it be? Because of our Mishnah. Because you're out in the bays. What does it say in the Mishnah? You're out in the bays. Kosheret Isha Mifta Chaluka. How'd you do it? Right. Only way you can do it is to use a double knot. You see, it's mutter. So the people will say it's us, will say it's only us if it's very tight. So very loose, it's manasha, it's okay. Either because the Shulta Gibram is wrong, or he never meant it, because it's against the Mishnah. That's how the Chazanit puts it. So Chitza, fine. Now in Mishnah Brura, at end of Simchon Chav Gimel. Give a look, please. End of Chav Gimel.
Maybe the Chazanit talked about this exact case of the...
Double knots. He didn't say the kerchief as such, but I guess the Mipti Chalukah is like a kerchief, I guess. In and out. Also the knot in Mirror. When we come again, him dato lasas aniva, who below kavona nikshar, dino kekesha shaosil ati b'chol yom. Chayodon, told you when to look it up, klal chavov zayin, siv beis. What does that mean? It's like a maisa woman. Says the Chazanish, you see I'm right. The whole thing is only chumar v'yalma. And the only machmir, if you did it on purpose, have my mistake, then I'm machmir. So writes the Chazanish. If you look at the Chazan and the Chayodim, and as it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like a whole different story. It doesn't sound that question of Uman or not Uman. Let's give a look quickly in Chayodim and see what he says. Where is it? For some reason, Chavav and Zion is together. I don't know how that happened. Kesher also lasted b'chol yom. It's not a kesher. Kev yeshom to call kesher shekoshna v'kesher v'hudok. Shogel eskayim akeli olam. Mipi shol kayama. Shol kayama. If you take it out the same day? What? L'chein ein la'ata shem kesher v'vokom tzar. This is such a pella. Already it's a pella. The Machamir we saw not because it's Shel Kayama, because it's Kesher Shaluma. That's how the Shulta Givorim said it. He has a whole new word. It's called Shel Kayama, and they have a plan to take it out every single day. Where did that come from? Aba Mashe in Darach Lahatah B'chol Yom Aksor Shemachlim Mishabbos Shabbos Ostek Shulahatah. But he says in Derech Lahatah Yivah V'lo Kavon Nikshar Kesher Shoshalahatah B'chol Yom. Yeah, but so what? That's the Kesher B'chol Yom. It's not considered Shel Kayama. Discussing Shel Kayama, we understand it. Discussing Ma'aseh Uman, we don't understand it. As the Chazanish proved, that's only a Chumrah B'yalma. But the whole presentation of the Chayyadim is different than anything we said it until now. Didn't say Ma'aseh Uman. Difficult to understand. I didn't understand how the Orchel Shabbos explained it either. He's also bothered by this, and I can't figure out. Here's the case. Kesher Nalayim. Kesher Mutlat Yireh HaOra. Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish, Ika Mashabo, Chayadon, the Chadish of the Kesher, that's the Yad Choshim, the Kesher, also the Zman Kotzer. And it sounds like he's saying, Zman Beinoni, 7 days, if it came into a double knot, it's considered to be the Zman Kotzer. Chazanish says, who cares? Am I so over? Who cares? Right? Who cares? So Chazanish is only Chumar B'Yalma, Minish and Nago. That's why it happened by itself now. If you look carefully in Chayodon, he's a different word. Now, what is this different word? Let's read carefully. We saw it inside. What does he mean? Komash, he did the Kesha, I got the Kesha, and asked him, Yelah, Misham, Misham, but Mokham Tsar. And there's no right, not Chosh Megor, then Shulta Gibborah. Because the Chayodon doesn't say Mokham Tsar. This is all to me. Not understandable. I don't understand the Chayodim, basically. What is the whole bar of the Shulta Gevara that's considered Uman, not Shul Kayama if you take it out every day. Don't understand it. If you figure it out for me, let me know. Now, once we're here, on the way to get to the ties, stop here for a minute. Kesher and Eva. So Kesher and Eva, we know, is nothing. Fine. It's also on the previous page. Kesher echad mutter afim tochev as katzvol sachevel v'tochev gavachevel. Should the adayin v'chal kesher echad v'tochev hat lios nita. What do you mean? Like we used to do glila. We had to tie it around, and instead of tying a second a bow, you stick it into the belt, right? He said it's okay. We saw before someone said it was not okay. Okay, let's go slow. Raviyah was lulav. That was admitted by a lulav. Based on the quotes of the Tana, Raviyah says, "Machaz akesher heitev kiiluk shor beis pamim." No, what's going on? Rama quotes that, and the Gra, the Raviyah, the Mordechai shows the kesher mitzchila. It's not in the Raviyah. What's the case? It's about the Ranyanta for us. May talk about the Chalamai. So Pierre Gross says it's before the Shor Lasoso. Why? He brought a rag to Shabbos to find Dalam and base. Tova base spheres, Chaibuk Shik Sharon. That ain't no Chai Mishim Kosher. Nimzashim the first, the Rabbi Ayyab is over Shak Toka of Seachem of the Kriha. Fishaka Savan of the Chor, Bavari Maya Bahaki. Yeshlu of Adiria Gro, Shemut of Hosea Bishabbos. He says, it's okay. To do what we call glila. So the Megillah Sefer said, no! Megillah Sefer said, if you hold it, you can't do glila with a bow on top of the knot. You can't stick it into the belt either. He said, it's mutter. Who holds like the Megillah
Sefer? That's after one makes a knot, or is it
done? No, knot. First, that's what I used to do all the time. When they called me for glila, I didn't want to do it. So I did it. I was a wise guy. Instead of doing it with a bow on top, I did a knot. I stuck it in. When I was looking, and I quickly put a cover on. So he says, it's mutter. The Megillah Sefer said it's Asa, but the Gra said it's Mutter. Who argues with the Gra? Bikurei Yaakov says Osa Kesher Achak Torah Shoshev Kriya Osa Osa B'Shabbos Kemen Shekriya Matchiva Mechaz Mekesher like the Megillah Sefer. Because the Rav Yoari Bechol below B'Shabbos to Lo Kedake Moshe. Dake Moshe said Af Beyond. Excuse me. It says Af Bechol. Af b'chol the minute was. Let me show it. No one sees it. Let me show you inside. If you show the Dr. Moshe, there's one source who was making this challenge.
This challenge.
V'chein on the nogin af b'chol. The local mashmos the viatur the command of mashmos dafka b'yomtov just as those kasher gomer is shtiksha b'chei agamna. He's obviously assuming that this is good. It's mutter on yomtov. It's a beferish dafka moshe. But it's true that Bikur Yaakov says no. He says no. It's awesome. So you have the dafka moshe's mekel, the Vilna Gaon's mekel, the Orcha Shabbos wants to be mekel. But the Megillah Sefer asks it, and the Bikur Yaakov asks it. They say it's all, it was only matter on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom. So it's an open question. It's an open question. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What did Rebbe avoid doing with
Kalila? I didn't want to tie it like I tie my shoes. I didn't want to.
Even though they're on Masa,
it's
not
even
on
Kesher. That's on Nival Gabe Kesher. It's there for more than one day. That's why.
What about
the
Shabbos morning?
My shoes, there's no problem. Shabbos morning, the problem is undoing it. But that's the garbage problem. So they called me up for Shabbos morning for Gliya, no problem. Shabbos afternoon is a problem. All right? Good. Rabbi said, we're back to this beautiful sefer. Shin, Lamed, Gimel.
The Grad on the Shabbos in Ramah were all Mikkel. Wouldn't be Mikkel though if you had Nival Gabi Kesher?
Not necessarily. But they make it a Tchiva. Right. Yeah. Right. Talk about Nival Gabi Kesher. So what about the following situation? Kesher, Agabi Aniva, Agabi Kesher. This is how many people tie shoes. Kesher, Agabi Aniva, Agabi Kesher. When you tie your shoes, you tie Aniva, Agabi Kesher, correct? That's it, one. But some people are afraid it's going to fall off, especially for children. So they do Aniva, Agabi Kesher. They take the two loops of the Aniva, make another Kesher on top. That's Kesher, Agabi Aniva, Agabi Kesher. Kesher, Agabi, Nila, Agabi, Kesher. Take the two loops, and you have your shoes and sneakers at the top. There are two loops, right? You take the two loops, and you make a knot out of those two loops. It's up there. Kesher, Agabi, Nila, Agabi, Kesher.
What makes the first one an Aniva,
but just one Kesher? No. What's a Kesher? You take two things and you tie. You go like that. It's a Kesher. That's what you do first. Then you make a bow. And on top of the bow, you take the two loops of the bow, and you tie them together. Come, watch. Let's heal. Where's my shoe? I want a shoe. Throw some love. So this is my shoe. Okay? So when I tie shoes, although I tell you I don't tie shoes these days except for twice a year.
What?
I have sneakers and a shank. You don't keep them. Otherwise, I wear shoes without. It makes it easy. This is how I tie my shoes, correct? Am I tying the shoes this way?
Yeah.
Take the two loops, tie them together to make it so the kid shouldn't come out.
So what's considered?
Stop. That's a kesher. It's a kesher, agave aniva, agave kesher.
What was the aniva part? The aniva part is the bow.
First question. No. Will this all come out with one pull?
No.
String?
No. Yes, the aniva will. Not the kesher.
Okay.
Not the kesher on the bottom.
Let's see what happens. Good. It's supposed to be able to all come out. Whatever. This is what we're talking about now. Right. We'll see soon. So he talks about it. He says it's mutter. It's not kesher gabi kesher. Why? Because there's an uneven in the middle. That's what he explains.
You just say that.
1 minute. Kevin shekesher alien mukhsuk kesher atachnum elo kim v'sofoli paseach em v'zachshash maisul meklal. The fact the Shulchan Aruch is only a machumah b'yama, as we saw. In this case, he says, and I think it's true, but I goofed it here. In Moshe, as tzeis truch nitora sanivos in makesha shagadik abed. Everything else comes out with one pull. Now I did it last year. Well, not last year. This last time it worked. I pulled it all out with one pull. This time I failed. Okay. So there's no ma'aseh uman, not kesher amitz klal against the shmir shabbos kilchos.
What?
So he says.
Why?
Because it's not even in the middle. And he said you can pull it out in one shot. Now, again, I don't know why it didn't work this time. But the last time we did it, it worked. I don't know why it didn't work this time. That's what he says.
It worked.
Huh?
See, I've done it before. It worked.
Pulled out, yeah. But I did a bad job. Yeah. Try it again.
You
did a bad job. No, I did a bad job. It's okay. I'm trying to get to the ties as soon as we can. I just want to go in order of the safe. Oh! Watch this. Look carefully at page Shin Lamed Hei. Here we go. Oh! Watch this. A kosher kesher adas lahatir b'yomim. I want to cut, take it out the same day.
Yeah.
Pulled it out?
Yeah.
See, he pulled it out.
It depends which side I think you go.
I pulled a bad side, but I did it. He just pulled it out. You can throw it on a video. He pulled it out.
I mean, also, it also depends if, when I would do it during the weekday at that time, there will not, so I would also put the knot bows, the straight string, I would put in the knot also.
That, that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem. You can't do that.
That won't come out.
Right, I thought you're not allowed to do that. He said, you're not allowed to do that.
Even if you're going to intentionally take it out?
Not allowed to do that. Only do what I just said. Now watch, no, boom, boom. He just showed it a second time.
What if you do it his way and take it out an hour later? You're still not allowed?
No. That's not many. Weiter. You want to do it for that? You change your mind. It's an interesting, Sharon loved this. In Me'atad and Kesher Zekin and Kesher Kayama, the Usher Me'atol Atir B'Shabbos, because I changed my mind. Or no, it's not sure. Let's see. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I tie it, I plan to take it out tonight. If it's something I change my mind at 10 o'clock, we're leaving it forever. Then at 11 o'clock, I'm not going to take it out. So now I'm going to take it out. It's weiter. It's only for a day. So, machshava motzim adei machshava. That's what Shlomo Zalman suggests. Fascinating suggestion.
Which machshava was motzim?
11 o'clock is motzim from 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock, I had in mind just to tie it for the day. 10, I decided to keep it forever. 11, I thought I'd take it out. Obviously, I changed my mind. So by 11, it knocks out my 10. So by the time I take it out, it goes back to the Yomo, and it's not a problem.
You never had the 11 o'clock, so you only had 10, then you'd be over in there.
No, the minute you plan to take it out at 11, obviously, you change your mind for 10. That was the reason we
Yomo. I think if that never happened, though, then when the person changed their mind at 10 o'clock, that should make it into a...
If 11 o'clock never
happened.
By definition, you change your mind.
The minute you're on Shabbos, by definition, you change your mind. You actually got most of Shabbos, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? Think about it a minute. That's what he says. We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
The promise for kosher doesn't...
Whoa, hold on. You made it for a week, and the istapcha aniva became a kesher. So we saw that the chayav is mutter, and a shakayama. Shlomo Zalman understood, referring to a case. Gam liyachas shenod lo shani v'nafchol the kesher, he siyagdaita melatir arachazayin yomim. Shlomo Zalman said the chayav is only, you don't follow machshavto, because it happened by itself. That can be only happened by itself. Then we say, no problem. But if you did a kavana, and change your mind, maybe it's going to be an usher. He goes to a whole bunch of different situations, which I'm not going to go spend too much time on, because we have more important things we have to get to. Now we have the very, 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 very important shayla. Very important. This is the following situation. I'm working with an assumption, by the way, that the rise is only le'olam mamish, indefinite. There's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this is a half a year is considered a shayla of the Raisa. Most of Mishnah Berurah didn't quote it. He said le'olam is le'olam mamish, and the Aruch HaShulchan says le'olam is le'olam mamish, but the Mama Mordechai, the one who says, took it seriously. Half a year is already a problem, but of course it's when they obey, he doesn't quote any sources. Is it half a year or a year? Make up your mind. Is it half a year or a year? So, Pasha Pshah, we don't know from that, from any, even though the Beis Yosef does quote it.
Really, so, what about the 8 day?
That's a different sheep. We also don't know from. But the half a year, we also don't know from. It's either 8 days or forever. Pshuta. Now, hold on.
We use the 7 day
sheep
to bring a lot of stress on the people who
do Kriya, and obviously 8 day can't be chayav because it has to be in between stage going to Rosh. Correct. So, and also give a look at Shin Yud Zayin Chaf Aleph. I didn't want to talk about this at all, frankly, because it's really more Tofer issue, but it's a kosher issue also. Take a look at Shinya Zayin Sekon Chafav. It's not even on the Rambam Chumash, because the doctor waited. But because he talks about it over here, I have to talk about it a little bit. There, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a whole sugya, Daf Memches, we have to get to it later. It's not in the Rambam Chumash yet, we'll get to it later. But as he mentioned it briefly here, Matirin Beis Hatzavah when he Keshah Shekshara Koveis, She'enu Keshah Kayam. What happened? He gave it to the laundry, and he tied it together. It's obviously meant to be on top, and you take it home, and you put it on. It was a Beis Hatzavah. That means it was a place to put your neck in. They tied it up over here. You can't wear it. So the minute you get up, the minute you want to wear it, you're on time. Put it on. Chof Aleph. She'eno osas kaim rak achi kachena bala bayis abesa. Then they'll put it on. Top on time. V'yesh machmir b'davar elam ken osas lahatab osa yom shalak visa. All is going to be done that same day. Now, if you go with the general rules of kosher, we have a chumra, we have a tzibab of one day. So if I'm kosher, something has to be almanas to be one day or less than 24 hours. And if it's done in that fashion, I can be matir it. So the chor is the second opinion, which is the taz. Sounds like it makes a lot of sense, the taz. But the Mishnah Berurah sounds like only a yesh machmir, but migri pasak v'levush, yudbeis, levush. So why is the levush right? Why is the levush right? That's the question. Shmir Shabbos passed like the levush, and he explains, and I give the quotation of the Shmir Shabbos verbatim. Kevan shein atzfira omedes eskayim ela atshi yikach hakone esnalas of a shoes. The peso, pein ein a royal shimish kozmach at furas ebezeh, choshev ka omed lahata liyalte. Liyalte. Okay. When is it usher? The kesha shiragilim lahate the gamlaps of a lichar mashenkin the kesha omer the Torah greater makes it more calm. So the Aruch Shabbos quotes this. Gotta find the right page. Right, this is it. Chad pami kesha osen in bamalach. I don't understand what the bracket means. How is it what is Zman Aruch? Half a year, what do you mean? And why? I understand neither what nor why. I don't understand. Unless you hold it's a half a year, hold it like the Rabbanim, like the pin of Rabbanim Yeruchim. Maybe. I'm wondering about one thing though. I think it quotes the Shemir Shabbos Golchasa. He gives example based on Tzavar. That's what it's. Kovace. Ad sheyava balabayis yikachena lebeiso. Is he working with an assumption that the minute you take it home, you're going to put it on right that same minute and undo it the same minute? It sounds like. Okay, you come home and you put it on right away. What if not? You come up, you'll take it, go to the cleaners, you'll put it in hang it in your closet. I have 10 different suits, 10 different shirts. So then I'll put it down and I may not wear it for another 3 months. Who knows what? Not the fairish in his lushness as matter. And some of Akhmi quotes the Taz of the Levush. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah, Keshe Nasa, Achi, Gachem, the Balbaya, the Beso, Chacham, consider it, and she got a cloud, Af, Yadu, Alano, so you have to add Zayin Yomim, that's the Shemir Shabbat, because I'm Shlomo Zalman, it's only one time, that's what he says, yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
Couldn't it just be that the cleaners have in mind when they make this knot, that it's, if this person wants, this could be undone today, as soon as the person comes to pick it up, they could technically wear it today.
Sure they could.
They have in mind when they're tying the knot, this is a knot that could be done on today.
Could be. Now, good. So we're going to get to that in more detail later on. I don't want to skip it because it's here. I know what this Zman Aruch means and I know why. Now, this is very, very important. We learned this last year for those on Sukkah. Based on Rashi and Sukkah. Yeah, I kid you not. Kesher she'odam zokalo zman kotzim buvad. Ach yodeu shalom maisa lo yatero sol yolam. Sarv the Chekha Potsim Misuyam is Van Kotzim. Akdaito Shaloya Hatas Akesha Lala Sira Sokshu Kosh of his Zoga through the garbage. His Shlokish Bazesh should be there. Shakayama, look at the footnote. Maril Diskin says it's Ein Boris and Torah. It's Ein Shikha Lagufa. Why? Kesha Kayama is when you need it forever. Here, don't. And he adds, Omer Lashlicho, it's Nakashal Kayama. Shlomo Zalman says a riot of Isra Mishrachi, Sukulam and Gimel. Huta Rugdo Shikosav, Ein Likshulul Vishabis, Obi Yamte, the Kesha Gomer, Kesha Kayama. Why? She'eno Choshesh Latiro Olamis. When Sukkos is over, you tie double knots around your lulav, like the way the briskers do it, to have the hadas and rubbers tied on a double knot. When you're done with it, you put it in the garbage. Or you put it in the plastic, make it nice. Or you put it in the nice, and Tashmisha Mitzvah is rocking. Tashmisha Mitzvah is rocking. Achar achak sofu lizuk as koleg of the lulav. You're not going to tie it. Filochi hekshav zolz rashi in kesha kayama. Gewalt. That's what Mishlein Mazalman says. But that's in the regular Shmir Shabbos. But the Chel Gimel, which is now, that was in the new version, it's incorporated. Am I have a new version of Shmir Shabbos in? Old version, new version, downstairs? Okay. Chotam Shmir Shabbos. Maybe there's no difference. Ben Kosha Manas Lahatir Es HaKesher Tov Zman Kotzor. The Ben Kosha Manas Lahashtich Es HaKesher Kula Lahashba Tov Zman Kotzor. This disappeared?
Magic.
But the question becomes, what does he do with lulav? Tells you, I am Shem Ashakot of the Chalak Ben Zel Lulav. Doesn't tell you. It's a tease. In the initial version, he said it's a problem. And he tells you, look there to see how it's different. Okay, let's look it up. Look it up. It's called in Perek Lamed Hey, Samach Gimel. But in our edition, it's Samach Zayin, and things get a little bumped up in the edition. Can't be. What did I say? Samach Zayin? Hold on. A long, whole page! Samach Zayin. Originally, he said it's no good based on the Rashi. Good? Then he says no. A new Odabar Grashas. That means the second Madura. Not like Lulav. I read you the words of Shlomo Zalman. Every word counts. And you figure out what these words mean. And see how you're going to apply it. Shesham Iker Arason Hu Akesher. And Shululav Tzarek Egen. As a Kelev and Vein. Listen carefully to the words. Vakesher Nasa Lekim HaMitzvah Shem Kshurim Yachad. Here's the most important phrase coming out. Mibli lachshov klal al haTorah sakesher kilo ichbas lo klal and yishor kosher olam. When you tie a lulav, you don't think at the end of the day, I'm going to untie it, I'm not going to untie it. You think, stop. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Nisa Daraisa is considered to be shel kayama if you do it on Sukkos. Masha Enkein, he gives an example, you want to put on a band-aid. Put in a band-aid. So you can wrap the band around your finger. It wraps on, what at the end, what you do? Pull the whole thing off. Or you put a, some kind of bandage. You gotta separate and throw it in the garbage. So how's that different? Listen carefully. Padbaka Saniya Machasa is an isphonis. Band-aids, alright. Hare hadbaki hi shala eis hatzorech b'ispanis lo yiyah devek mekulko v'akol nasa rak v'tzorech shafrod rachakak. I think what he means is you want to put on a band-aid. But they, when Johnson & Johnson made the band-aids in their factory, who knows how long ago, they glued it together, right? I still don't understand what he's talking about. Was he worried about? I still don't understand what his question is. What's he driving at? What is he saying that case is going to be better in the case of the lulav? What case? So on top of over here, Also, the habit is punis aksos atachboshes klelahatka. You can't tie a, I guess you put a piece of tape on top of gauze to tie up, to put on the body. And when you finish, take the whole thing off. You're never going to separate the tape from the gauze. Right? So why is that different? Hadbaki lid ace at sarf islanis liya devik makulko. You want to make sure it stays. Takol nasa rakut sarf shal afroda hakach. What does that mean? Afroda of what from what? You're not going to separate the tape from the gauze. Separate the tape from the body. That's for sure.
Tape topher or...
This is topher, not kosher, but he's comparing them. Apparently, since I know for sure I'm gonna remove the tape from my skin, even when I leave the tape on the bandage, that's gonna be better. Same with the chitulim. This is diapers, disposable diapers. What do? Put it on tape. Again, I'm not exactly sure what he means. Look it up yourself. It's page Tav Kuf Pei Hei in the new edition. Tell me exactly what you think. Tell me next on Sunday. Sunday, you let me know what exactly the Rosh Hashanah Zalman mean. I'm not 100% sure what he means.
Tape on gauze.
No, he wants to be matter that. Wants to be matter the tape on the gauze. It's not Shokayama. And Aser, the Lulu case. I'm not 100% sure what he means. I wanted to say, Lani has acted to add a little word to make Rav Shlomo Zalman's word a little bit more lumdish. Based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, old tshuva, he spent a long time on last week. Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis. A long tshuva. They had a Kiddush Nifla of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the kesher of tefillin and tzitzis is unique. That's a yetzir, remember that? Because the Torah requires ukshartem, and it sits as it requires a kesher. Here too you require a kesher. So I wanted to suggest, if you want to throw something in the garbage, it depends. Stop a kesher, the answer kayama. What's the difference if you untie and throw into the garbage? Stop. You want mevatel the chibur, you mevatel the whole thing that the chibur was on. So kavachoma should be okay. Only in the case of a halachic knot. You made something new. Then we say it was not this batel. So lulav tzarach eged. It's a halacha kesher. It's like tefillin and tzitzis. That's what I wanted to add to the words, the holy words of Rav Shlomo Zalman, based on what he himself said elsewhere. But what he says over here in this footnote, takpa, page top, please look inside and let me know on Sunday what exactly he meant. I'm not sure exactly the cases either.
That's even though you don't ask it, lulav tzarach eged.
It's a kelev advei. It's also a halachic version of hedonism. Now we can't write what he wanted to talk about. I have to share it over already. I want to talk about Chumash. But okay, let's just discuss this, and then we'll... Okay, now, our tie stories. So my tie story from yesterday was as follows. I always wear a tie. Where do I not wear a tie? In camp. Can I not wear a tie? So, one Friday this past summer, I was driving home from camp to the city. I had to come for Shabbos. I was out there for Shabbos. The Bar Mitzvah. Shabbos Bar Mitzvah, my shul. Okay. Yeah. So, guy was in my car, and I came with nothing. I came with my white shirt and cap, that's true. I had no jacket, I had no tie, I had nothing. What are you here for? I'm going home, and at home I have plenty of jackets and ties. As we're pulling out of one of our stops in the Catskill, I pick up some granddaughters, my wife calls. You have to stop at a shiva in Muncie. Whoop. I'm the rabbi coming to shiva in Muncie. I had nothing. I had no jacket. I had no tie. The guy was going to Shabbos. He had a jacket and a tie. The tie was fine. The jacket was three sizes too small. I went anyway with it. And it was mamish. That's my one tie story. Now another interesting story. I know you bought ties, I bought my tie also, but my tie is more interesting than your tie. There was a man in my shul who didn't really belong to the shul. He had a daughter who lived around the corner from the shul. He'd come to visit her occasionally. And he was a man who lived till 103. And when he had his 100th birthday party, which I attended, they made a tie with a picture of myself and him and the fella from the nursing home where he lived. And I have a whole tie like this. It's all pictures of myself with this 103 and now it's a Chor Levracha with the man from the senior home. And I'll pass it right. I'll take this tie to Yeshiva. We'll try this tie and see how it ties. Now that we've started two tie stories, let's see what the Orcha Shabbos is about real ties. Okay, let's read. Yesh nam kama. Now I need your help. This is serious stuff. Yesh nam kama. Fine. We have at least two ties in the room. Maybe three. Three ties in the room. Okay. So maybe there's at least two ways to tie a tie. Maybe there's a third way. Let's see. Yesh nam kama. Fine. The kshiras aniva gabi atzava. Uyendin kshira b'shabbos yeshahakim b'hem and shnei sugim. Suga echad. Often. I mean, just you tell me what he means. Kasher moshech es tzei aniva. Me'akesher niter akol v'anima nilseres lo kesher klal, which means if you pull the end of the tie, you're left with nothing. I'm not sure what that means. He just tells you what happens at the end. I don't know what that means. Like you have two ties here. You try to make a tie that you pull one end and you're left with nothing. Okay, hold on. Hasuga sheni. Ubaofen she b'shas akrichos shel aniva notza b'emtzo kesher not in the middle, which we'll call for our purposes a kesher b'sof akut, which the Rambam says is no good. Kesher moshech as tzei aniva me'akesher nishav also kesher and aniva m'shichah zu. That's that in or not is going to remain. One second. Let's first read and then we'll demonstrate. Kshiras aniva misuga risha muteres. It also says also Amanas Latir Bobayom. The main Dagal Latir Bobayom, and Shikosu Lachal Vazet, Rehor. Fine. Akshir Mesuk Hashani, Shibo Notzer Kesha Vyemsa Aniva, Osla Sosa Shloda Latir Bayoma, Rehor, Shikosab the Lord and Mutu Lagosha Das Latir Bayoma. I mean, that's a problem. Okay. Hold on. What I believe he's saying is that the first case is no not at all. It's no not. The second case is a kesha v'rosh achut. But let's not read a small print. I still don't understand how to do it with the ties. That's why I need you. We have a lot of people who know how to tie ties. You'll tell me what he means. Okay? Good. Shereed?
Shereed Talam says models from downstairs.
No. V'kshire sa'aniva me'asuga rishon ha'mavua la'ol la'mala osa b'tzim. He tells them to do it. Rabosai, I want you to follow his instructions. Follow what he says and make a tie. We have three. Besides them, we have three. Yeah, four. Okay. I want four people to follow his instructions and see what happens. I both said there are instructions and to make a tie. Ose betchila kesher echad betzura refuya sove vatzava. You make us just a very loose go once over your neck. Fine. V'hakach mosifim krichos. Asher Eina land Torah's Kesher Nosa Klal. Then you make just go wind around and around and around and around. At the end, Shuvon Sifin Kesher Echad. At the end, you put it in. I'm not sure what the word is talking about.
Kesher means putting it in, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. That's right.
Double Windsor.
That's a double Windsor.
I don't know if it's a single Windsor or a double Windsor, but either way,
it's a single Windsor. Single Windsor.
Did you say
call it half Windsor officially?
Half Windsor? Okay. I don't know the name.
I think it's a single Windsor.
Okay.
Oh. So nothing. Oh. What? Hold on. Little slow. She was a muteris. I'm going to ask you again. Why? Eva Mais Uman. No, I'm not so sure this is true. Ask a girl to make a tie.
You can
find them. Right, there are children's problems. Right. A girl probably she would never told to make a tie.
No, but you can find these things online. You just look it up in a second.
Yeah, but she doesn't know how to do it.
I know, I'm saying.
I'm just saying, I thought a regular. If the Aruch HaShulchan said, Uma means you either go to the Boy Scouts, or the Naval Academy, or. Part of growing up as a young man, your father tells you how to take a tie, it's a kind of rite of passage, you know, it's a pshazach. As opposed to the thing which you don't do any training whatsoever. According to Aruch HaShulchan, I wasn't sure it's not a vice movement, but alright, let's assume it's not tight. Right. I think he says in the single Windsor there's no not at all. There is no not, nothing. That's what he says. Hold on. And the dome the kesher agabe kesher with the hechra should be born for the dunam mas umen osefe. Kesher be kesher agabe kesher a kesher elyon. Tovah says katzvo sa kesher atachton veinam afshlem lotzes. Give me the piece of red, the red thing. I'll show what I mean. This he will understand. I make a double knot. Watch. I take a single knot. Okay, I made a single knot. I take now the katzvo sukut, the two ends. Take the two ends together and tie another knot. Right? Yeah, no, that was not what I wanted to do.
The first knot really made was a knot for Russia.
It was?
Because in order to make a kesher echad, it has to be around something.
Ah, right. Good. Very good, you're right. Watch.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. We love the sefer. Should be baruchal us. So I take one knot. I take the katzo sachut, and I do what? I make a double knot. We'll get around, right? I made a double knot. And now, how do you explain double knot? Watch. The eno ma'av shalahem lotzeis. So now there's no. I can't get this out. There's no way out of this one. You can't pull anything. This is a double knot. That's no good. Single Windsor. Hakrichos v'akesher anasal agav akesher arishon ain amonim klal as kitzei or anivel lotzeis from komo. They don't prevent the end from coming out. V'kasher yotzei from komo nita kol akesher. It's all going to come out. Now, is it true? You just do a single Windsor. That's it. It disappears. Pull from one side out. Pull. It's nothing.
There's two different things.
You
have the first separate, and then you
talk. Well, yeah, because you got to get out off your neck, right? But you're not untying anything. This comes out. Well, watch.
Like
watch, yeah.
Around the back.
Around. Then through.
Through the middle.
And then down. It's a half Windsor, I think it's called. Or whatever. Single Windsor, half Windsor. 1 minute. And now you pull, boom, comes out, and there's nothing left. That's correct. I've had the government. It's the first loop. My father, I don't do that. I do it. I have a double win, so I'm going to be in trouble. I wouldn't know how to do that. Because I was never taught.
We figured out by accident during
I would not have to do the single Windsor. I wasn't taught that way. It's why you're taught, right? Because that's not symmetrical. That's
a business.
That looks like it. Not a great tie. Yeah.
I always was taught like this because it's more symmetrical. Come on. Right there. Wait. Let's say I'm a yeshivisher. A yeshivisher when he ties the tights for a week. Right? Well, he takes it off and on. Now he doesn't sleep in his tie. So yeshivisher now. But he doesn't take it out until the Erev Shabbos. So normally it's no problem. You put it on a Friday, then you get a stain on Friday night. The shoulder falls on it. Got to do a new one on Shabbos morning. It's not going to stay until it's going to stay for 6 days. So what about your single Wednesday for 6 days? He says, you know what? You can clear a chakira. After the krichas, there's only one knot. It's not a kesher klal. Kolva also lo tesim kolva v'kal. Count it for a second. Lo chomer mi kesher aniva. You made in a kesher klal. It's like a regular. It's like a bowl. And your mice said, don't those postcards of my name, Kekesh and Yogabah. Shabbazam is Machmah, you shouldn't do it for more than a day. But Mr. Karelin says, Minadin, it's Mutter. It's not a Kesher at all. Nochon Lahach, ever the last is my baby. At this all single Windsor, half Windsor, whatever you want to call it. Good. Yes, sir.
I don't understand the son that it should be more Makil than on Yogabah Kesher.
Why not?
There is at least one Kesher in there. So.
Why is it more? He said, "What's the why is it more cow than a niva gabe kesher? Niva gabe kesher will matter for more than a day, and here we say it's less than a niva gabe kesher because there's no aniva on the kesher. That's why. It's just, in other words, what Jacob just did with his single winter tie. I don't think you can do with a niva gabe kesher. I don't think so. I don't think it comes out so easily. You guys get this out for me. I did such a good job. I can't get it.
Why not?
The shoelace, you tie your shoelace, yeah.
You can pull it out in one.
But there's still a kesher there.
there'll still be a kesher left in the bottom. There'll be nothing left at all, I don't think. I think, I'm not sure. I think it's less than if you got the kesher. Right? It's less. Because you pulled
on
the
wrong
That's a chumra, but not making it.
Why do you think you should not wear it?
Because you take off your shoes while it's still on the shoes. That's where your comparison comes through. Hold on, 1 second. Let's go. Now, experiment. See? Everyone see it? Now, stand up.
I take it off while it's still here.
Yeah, take off any way you want. Just take it off.
So that's there, but if you just.
But that's nothing. I think it's less. Good. Like it. But I'm still stuck. I have a double Windsor. I have to change my mind now. I have to start changing my, after so many years of habits, I can't change my mind. Sega Shani tells you what to do. Tells you how to do it. And I need you all to show me how you make a double winter. What do you do? This is what we call Keshe Bem Tzol Chut. Please, I don't see you guys make it. Make a double winter. I can do this. I know how to do it myself. I'd rather you do it. You do a better job than me. Okay. One. Hold on. I'm watching. Oh, that's already a knot. Stop. That's already a knot. You already tied a knot before any further. You already tied a knot. Hold on. Don't move. L'chein, afilu liyomo, ein lasoso. Wait a second. We're not done. The this carefully. Mushkal v'socha kesher tzad acher shelo aniva. He says when you're gonna come, when you're gonna pull down. Now finish it. Ah. So now that see, he pulled that through. Oh, he put an extra piece in the middle of that. That's the Chazon Ish's clear in Hilchos Tzitzis. You put something, an extra piece through, right? That may make it no longer considered to be halakhically tight. He says he's not sure. Not sure. And don't think it's not aniva. No. Kashem Mesirim es aniva menatzar. We take it off the neck. Egel lekesh aniva shem lekesh aklal. When it's on the neck, on the misyachs on the shnei aksovel shelo, the two ends of the tie, kishnei aksovel shelchut, haboy mishnei tzidei atzaver the kosher also, but suras hakesher canal sheyesh bo kesher v'yamtzol shelchut, uvesocho mushkol chut acher, v'en kesher zanitir ato v'kesher ani v'klal, kemesh atzaver ena ma'av shel limshoch. As a lula, the neck doesn't let you pull the thing out. Now, let me see if I can figure it out myself. I'm just talking now. It's not just a plain red string. So if you go like this, you have to be around something. I'm going to try to make believe this is a tie. I know it's not a tie, but just to get the principle in mind. I have like this, and I tie like this. But before I tie this tight, he's saying, I'm first going like this. There's a catch of Rosh Hashanah, which will be not allowed. But instead of tying it this way, I throw this in the middle. And then I tie it. This is what he says. Is what it's, that's what he's trying to describe. Is that correct? Is there any resemblance to what you guys are doing? I think that's how I'm reading it. Yeah?
Isn't it an aniva, agave, aniva, that?
That's what the
border
is normally done.
I think when you take a tar, there's going to be a little knot. No?
To create a little pocket here.
Is that right? Is that something?
That's how we already said there was a kesher before you even did that part.
Anyway. That's why I'm so bad with these things. I don't know. Where's that funny title?
Yeah, meaning the first thing that you do is kesher.
Let me try this.
Let me try.
Oh,
my. The thing that goes
through. I'm bad with these things. I don't know how to do these things. Let's see.
Ready the thing?
Watch. Let's take one step at a time.
Oh, that's
an evil action. I go like this. I went down once. Good. So far gone. So I went over once. Then I go around again. And what I do, go around like this. So now there's a little bit of a knot, you'll see in a second. Then I go around and put the top in. Too short, but doesn't matter. Now, one second. This is a double Windsor. Fine. Now, when you pull one side out, there's something that's still going to be left. Right, let's go pull it out like this. What's left? Four with nothing left. The case of the single winter. Now, what's left?
No.
Well,
single
still a single.
No. Keep pulling.
Pull again.
Well, you keep pulling, everything comes out. But so why is it us then? I don't understand. Maybe he's not talking about our case. That's why I'm not fully sure what he's saying.
You're left with a nine.
Well,
whatever
you just did,
he
wasn't
on
the
Medicare.
There's a type of tie that.
Maybe it's a different kind of tie. Maybe he's not answering a double
just
win.
Not a double
I was up to the tie.
Is there another kind of tie?
There was, a chiluk in the way
you
were. Rabbi, there's a chiluk between the way you two. So, Rabbi, after he did the first. I'm really terrible. Pass. It's my biggest concern. But, so. When Rebbe was going like this, after that, right. Rebbe then went over and around,
right?
Like I don't know how it was like this. What was it? It was through here and then over. Because that's what Jacob did. So,
right. Did he do something different?
Yeah. So I get down this way,
right?
And then
he went underneath
again, around
and then over.
That's what he asked.
That's a Windsor. I don't do a bluff Windsor.
You go one under or under on both sides.
One side. Let me know. Hold on. Hold on.
Then
when you buy it, looks beautiful. Now you're left with a. Oh, that's what he answered. Oh, the Baruch Hashem. I'm okay. We should. I want you to go on the internet on Sunday. Yeah, there must be somewhere talking about neck ties.
I can literally in a second.
You
can
jump,
like,
yeah?
Look up how to make a tie. It's the first thing that comes up.
Oh, so I feel better now.
What do I do?
He goes over.
He does once, and then instead of also going around under on the right side.
So what's it? I made it. Now what?
Yeah, this is
you pull it under. Now you go around already, right away.
Around already once.
One.
So far, so good.
Yeah. And now you pull it under.
We're sorry.
Where do I go now? Back behind?
Yes. So this is the half of the. What's
that one?
That's a half of a single, and that's the full of the double.
Like this.
So which one? Are these the way I do it?
No, watch. Look at this step, Rebbe. This is, it went over,
right,
and it went underneath.
That's what Jacob did.
Yeah.
What did they call that?
This is a full Windsor.
It's called a full Windsor. So I don't make a full Windsor.
Is it a single Windsor?
What am I called? I'm Shalokadin. I'm Shalok. I'm a Shalokamana, they say. I'm not a full Windsor, not a half Windsor.
Now,
that was the way I talk.
Now around
Baruch Hashem.
Is this a single Windsor?
Jack, this one says.
There's a full Windsor, yeah.
Full Windsor is my takeaway, which is
so then maybe easy. What Rebbe does is single, and then what we did originally was half.
There's something like this is a Stam Windsor, not? And this is a half Windsor. Half Windsor, yeah.
Okay, and what happened?
So this, they went over, they went underneath, that's fine. And they went around. Yeah,
that's what we did the first.
That did the first time. Right.
Half half went, but no one did. No
half was.
What I did is not. It's not on Torah Shabbat.
No,
I'm against all the poskim here.
One hand.
What was my call?
Yeah, they have like a million times.
Simple.
It might be the best. Yeah.
On the simple.
Small, brave, and functional.
So why was this one, though, when you...
No,
okay, now what happens?
Is it a picture simple now?
This one leave
no, this is this simple is what we did originally.
No,
why is Rebbe not left
not.
With
not. Symmetric.
Why
it's
is
not.
Rebbe not left
this
with
one, they don't go underneath not. And over. Look. Yeah.
Rebbe's left with another
no, 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 I'm telling you, because we... The way we did it, the way Jacob did it, it went like this.
Yeah, the way Rebbe did it, you're also left with
another. Yeah,
sure. Underneath.
Unless I left
that. Oh, my tie.
No, they don't. They don't go. They don't wrap it around here. Look, they don't have one of these wraps around.
One second, I'm taking my tie off.
Yeah, I know.
I know. So that's what Jacob did the first time.
Hold on, I'm taking my tie off. You tell me if I'm left with it or not.
Yeah, they have a whole set of like written instructions.
One second, I'm taking it off. Now, what am I left with?
Okay, now unravels. Just pull and see if that unravels.
Totally unravels.
Totally unravels, okay. So what Rebbe did is very different from what we did.
Exactly. I'm a president of Shlishi. I'm not like you. I'm not like either of these things.
How does Rebbe tie it?
I'll show you what I do. If I do it only...
The key is to... I'll point out the step at which Rebbe deviates.
Not the matchim. Shalok halach. My ties all these years are shalok kadesh. This is how I was taught to do it.
Look at this.
Watch. Go like this. If you can find someone who's on the screen that does like me, let me know. One over, okay?
That's one over.
One over.
And I go around like this.
Around like this.
Over.
Half.
Over.
I think it's half.
It's called a half, okay. Then I go around like this.
Then I
come around like this.
It's a mutation of
half. And go in like this.
I'm telling you it's a mutation of
half. So it's like half, but it's symmetric.
In like what?
Watch. This is the way I do this.
I missed the other over.
That's exactly
it. No, it's a mutation.
Same thing as I was doing before.
There's a chiluk here.
See what I just did?
I did it.
Perfect length. It's half, but it's symmetric. It's not like the other half.
I have no idea how.
I did it. Second one. Okay. I both say, if you can't find anyone like me.
I want to do like you. It looks good and it comes apart.
I'll give you training after you. Let's go. Let's go a little further. I thought about chumash yet. Gewalt. Gewalt.
Why is
it
a difference whether it leaves a knot at the end or not?
Sorry?
The question is what
they're saying
to begin with.
No, we understand why it should be. If it leaves a knot, then it's a problem. Not Kesha Shokayama. Of course there's a difference.
Wait, but before
the facts are sure, if the facts are right, then for sure that I did.
Before the Rosh Hashanah.
Until this, I never understood what's going on.
Before the Rosh Hashanah said this, who made such a chiluk between whether it unravels in one step or not? I don't remember seeing that anywhere.
No, when you tie that official winds or not, you've tied a knot that stays. Okay?
But this other knot also stays. It doesn't undo unless you undo it. Yeah, it's true. Yes, it's very easy to undo.
You ask like this. If you hold that Yachol Hatter Recha, the other is a Hatter, then what I'm saying makes a lot of sense. And everyone agrees to that.
But even if you hold that it's a Hatter, it doesn't make a difference. Yachol Hatter Recha, the other means in one
pole or
means in one hand.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought you meant
Aniva.
Aniva
was
the one
thing
that might not be
the case. One second. But I want to say one thing. We're not finished yet. Don't give up. Don't give up. There's still a possible head. Watch. Well, I lost it.
I just think
of that. Whoa, half a second. Oh, Omnam. So this is the Windsor, okay? Lefima sheivenu leel shem Rav Shlomo Zalman of Yosha. We saw it today earlier. Lehokla bekesher agav bekesher nasim berifyon u'mefrat b'mokol sheregil lehetir bel b'yom. Okay, nami yesh mokol lehokla b'zek shom lehetir b'yom kema shen osa kesher amitz. It's not so tight. Shilta Gibor is only a chumra. Mushkul b'socha kesher chut nosav. Where's the Kal Yosef? It ain't a near clock of my Suhuman. It's Shmokal Lona Gam Keshe Mesuk Zem Utla Omelatir B'yom. But I'm still not sure what's going on over here. Because at the end of the day, when you pulled it, you left with a Keshe Be'em Tzachut, right? That's you left with. Am I correct? When you untied it, when you pulled it out, you left with it. That's not the double knot that the Shulti Gibran was worried about. That's much worse. That's Keshe Bro Shechut that the Arayim already said, what's a potential problem? In other words, Keshav Rosh Achod. This goes back to the original question. We're machmor like the Rambam, and we're machmor like Rashi. So machmor like the Rambam, that any kesher uman is even the yomo is a problem. That's what the problem is over here. Kesher amitz called the shulta giborim is considered to be a kesher uman. And kesher brosh achut says the Urayim is a problem. Why is it a problem? Both lush of the Urayim. Right, it's quoted in the Rambam. So open here to my Mishnah Berurah. Sif Aleph. Each next shah zagabizah, that's Shnei Dvarim. Also Keshav Rosh Achut, Dino Kishnei Ksharim. This is Nevada. It's called the Keshav Shaluma. So it's the Keshav Shaluma, and then we pass this also even what? Even Piyomo. So when Jacob pulled on the tie at the end, he left with that Keshav Shaluma, that looked pretty strong. I guess it's not that strong. Kitta Nimritz, bottom line is, there's a side lahakal even if you hold that way. I think we have enough to talk about neckties for the moment. I will, on Sunday, Siad Shmaya, he also talks about it, Seva Torah Samalam, so I haven't gotten there yet. But other than that, I feel to breathe a sigh of relief. My tie, I'm a bluffer. All my life I thought I was doing a wins or not, and turns out I'm an imposter. I'm not doing a wins or not. What might I'm doing, you go on your internet, find out, if you can find someone who describes what I do, I don't think I made it up myself. I should make file for a patent. I'm rich. No one does like me. I don't know. Okay, about side. Enough for one day, I think we should talk about some other things about the parsha of Tetzavuot. I never left the guy.